Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So we will move on now to talk about that. We'd like to talk about a cultural moment now and again. So the cultural moment this week. So, right, you know actor Timothy Chalamet, right, and Kylie Jenner are together, and their relationship was back in the spotlight this week. So Demi Moore caused consternation when she went over to the couple's table to talk to them at the Golden Globes, and the internet decided that she appeared to snub Kylie Jenner. And look, the reason people are even talking about this is because Kylie Jenner's relationship with Timothy Chalamet, right, are you keeping up, seems to really drive a lot of people mad, because apparently she's not right for him, people have decided. So writer Anna Carey joins me now to give us a meta highbrow analysis of this cultural moment. Hi, Anna.
I'm always here to talk about the issues that really matter.
Well, what is the meaning of this? And there is broader meaning to it. So to get us up to speed first, so Timothy Chalamet, having a bit of a moment. He's Bob Dylan in the new Bob Dylan biopic next week, but he is a huge star already. Tell us a bit about his rise to fame.
Well, he's a really interesting young actor, and he's also not as young as I think people might think, because he looks so youthful, but he is actually like in his late 20s.
Okay.
But he's, you know, he's from a kind of like creative background. He grew up in New York. He went to the LaGuardia High School of Music and Arts, aka the Fame School, went to Columbia University, Columbia country, and went to NYU, you know, so he's coming from this sort of more cerebral background, and then made his breakthrough in Call Me By Your Name, which is, you know, like the film by the Italian director Luca Guadagnino. Sorry to Italy for mispronouncing his name, but, you know, he's made interesting choices. He's been nominated for, you know, so many major awards, and I guess a lot of his fans are attached to the idea of him being this kind of thinking woman's heartthrob. And that does not, you know, necessarily go with the Jenner Kardashian vibe, which is, I think, why a lot of his fans were very taken aback by this pairing.
Okay. And now Kylie Jenner, for people who mightn't know much about where she fits into the Jenner Kardashian thing, she is in a way the most successful of them, isn't she? Financially, certainly.
Yeah, financially. Like, she's got a sort of a beauty product empire. You know, she's flogging a lot of things. Like, all the family, they will slap their name on anything that doesn't move fast enough. But she is, I mean, there was a lot of controversy when she was described as being a self-made billionaire, and it's like, how self-made can you be when you've essentially got a giant ad platform for every single thing that you do, and, you know, your family have money. But she was the first of that clan to actually say she didn't want to be in the reality show sphere anymore. So I guess she owes her entire career to the Kardashian Jenner empire, but she's clearly trying to take a bit of a step back from at least that sort of public living side.
And how long are they together? They kept it a secret for a while, didn't they?
They did. Now, this is a shroud in mystery. But they, apparently Demois, the gossip website, that isn't always totally reliable, but it started telling stories about this back in, I think, spring 2023. And there was a widespread disbelief. But then later that year, they were seen together at a Beyonce concert in California. And that seemed to confirm the partnering.
So it's two years now. So we need people need to start accepting that this could be a thing.
They need to get over this trauma.
So who is not accepting it, and what's the problem here?
Like? I think it's his fans are not accepting it, because it really seems to go against everything they've projected onto him. And I think this is what's interesting about this story, is that it says a lot about our sort of, and by our, I mean like societies, the whole concept of parasocial relationships, the idea that we think we know or have any sort of relationship with famous people or public figures. And it's often based on very little. So people have this idea of Timothy based on his roles, the fact that he has chosen to work with, you know, his very interesting directors and interesting parts, and he hasn't gone, you know, a sort of pretty boy, teeny bopper route. And I guess they're very, very invested in him being with, I suppose, a girl who seems to match that kind of vibe. Maybe, you know, it could be a lot of projection going on, and then they see him with a Jenner,
and they're disappointed in him.
And they are disappointed in him. That's literally what it comes down to. They feel let down. Timothy has not lived up to their lofty expectations.
And the thing is, like, okay, there might be some basis for it, but is there any real basis for the assumptions they're making about both of them? Like, she could be the one sitting around reading Proust, like, and
exactly.
he could be watching the Kardashians in the other room. We don't know, like.
Well, this is the thing. It's like, she doesn't, in fairness, and this is the thing, you can't, with a family like that, there's so much, you know, public mask that you genuinely don't know what any of them are like. Now, I think it has been said that she doesn't show an interesting, charismatic personality in general, but who knows, that could be self-protection, because, you know, she's lived in such an insane, weird world for pretty much most of her life. She would have been very young when, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians started. So yeah, it's like, people don't really know, but I think, I guess if there was any sign that she, you know, had a bit of a sense of humour, or that she had a bit of a spark about her, maybe his fans wouldn't react so.
Okay. But is this kind of part of, you know, we're uncovering a lot of, like, you know, a long history of sexism against women in the celebrity sphere, Hollywood, all of that.
Yeah.
And, like, there has always been women who weren't right for men, going back to, like, people questioned what they, you know, brainy playwright Arthur Miller was doing with Marilyn Monroe and stuff. Is there an element of sexism here?
There could be. I mean, I think it's definitely, you know, that's a perfect example of a case where there was, and somebody who, you know, she's an example, as Pamela Anderson was later, of somebody who is clearly smart but was completely dismissed because of, you know, their sexy image or whatever. I think what's interesting about the Kylie Jenner thing is that I guess people feel they have seen her, you know, as a person, and they haven't seen much to back it up. But again, maybe she's just very good at hiding her true feelings, or maybe he's stupider than he thinks, like, or than he appears.
Yeah,
we don't know that much about him either.
So what happened then, this alleged Demi Moore snob?
Well, this is sort of comes down to this new habit of people, like, looking at videos of events and thinking, like, they're lip reading, you know, they're trying to get this extra insight into what celebrities are doing. And that's, again, feeds into this whole parasocial idea, the idea that we have a right to know what these people talk about at every single moment of their entire lives. So, you know, you get people trying to lip read what Selena Gomez is saying at, you know, at an award ceremony. And you get people deciding that whatever Demi Moore's body language was at the Golden Globes was a snub to Kylie. And the fact that that is, I think it's just really a sign of how ridiculously invested people are in celebrities, and how that, which has always been the case for the last century, but how it's just reached such a feverish level that there's, you know, internet sleuths are trying to unpack these dynamics.
Having watched the Golden Globes, like, they all were performing all night, like, everything, their whole thing about it was fake. It was kind of act like, oh, it's a wedding, we're all friends, kind of thing.
But, and also, they all get alcohol at it, so they're all slightly buzzed by the time it goes on. But Demi's family have said, you know, there was no snubbing going on, like, this is just all being, you know, blown out of proportion. But I guess it just shows the extent of people's feelings about this, like, even Demi Moore doesn't approve, which, you know, shows how weirdly overinvested a lot of people are.
Well, listen, we'll be keeping an eye on it. I think the question now is, will she walk the red carpet with him for the Oscars? Because they didn't walk the red carpet together for the Golden Globes.
Almost they did
a suggestion that he's maybe he needs to kind of step up there and stand by his woman.
Well, do you know what? If she is being attacked and by the public, which she kind of is, then he probably should.
Good, so we managed to turn it on the man. That's that's the main thing. Good at places any
day. That's feminism for you, Brad.
Anna Carey, we brought it full circle. Thank you. We take a break.
Thank you.